We always have a whole lot of fun sharing with you a lot of different ideas. Hopefully, we're able to provide you a lot of solutions to some of the challenges you have as a homeowner. Anybody that has a home, almost every day or every week, you have a little something that challenges a little bit. So many times, it's just a minor thing. If you know how to approach it, it's fairly easy to take care of, and that's what we love to be able to provide. And we have a caller right now. Mark's in Pennsylvania with a little challenge on his storage building out back. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us all about it here. I know you sent us some pictures, which is showing a condition of something that we've seen quite a bit. But tell us what's going on there, Mark.
Well, I'm just trying to get that figured out. I have that wood siding. It's a T111, and it's just bubbling up and splitting. And I just want to replace that. What's going to be the best way to do that?
Okay. Well, so many times when you have siding like this, the backsplash where the water's hitting and it's splashing up and it almost wicks up into the wood, because so rarely does anybody seal the bottom of siding like they should. You know, when I have a situation like this, whether it's a storage building or on a home, I always require the painters to go along with some caulking in their hands. They don't have to, you know, lay on the ground, but put a little caulking on the fingers and seal off the pores of that siding, and then certainly following that up with a coat of paint just basically seals up that very vulnerable area. You paint the rest of it, you caulk the rest of it, why not do the very bottom of it where the moisture can come in? And that's what's happened here. But I think from looking at the pictures, this is actually not a wood siding, but is a masonite. Well, I use masonite, but as a brand name, but hardboard siding that has kind of fiber inside, and then it has a coating over it. Still, you know, very prone to the water damage that we have here. And Joe, you know, my buddy Joe here's written just an unbelievable storage, a shed book that was very, very successful. And I'm sure in the book, Joe, you had to approach this kind of common problem.
Yeah, Mark, I actually built a storage shed for my first shed book here on my property, and I used T111 for listeners who aren't familiar, T111 is just a common name. It's a plywood siding that Georgia Pacific makes. It's an exterior grade plywood siding that typically has grooves in it. So regardless of whether this is plywood or hardboard, as Danny is guessing, you know, you've got to cut it out, right? Because the bottom ends of these panels are like sponges. And if they're not caulked or stained really well, as Danny mentioned, it's going to suck up water. And I notice you do have a drip edge flashing there. Now that flashing, if it's not pointing down at a pretty severe angle, water will sit on it, and then you're basically just asking for trouble, and you can see it rotted to wood and blistered to paint. So what I would do, I mean, you could replace the whole thing, but what I would do is cut off the bottom, whatever it is, 6 or 8 inches to get up to sound wood, Mark, and then put in AZEK. You know what AZEK is? It's cellular PVC. It's essentially plastic lumber. They use it for house trim. Are you familiar with that?
How did you spell that again?
It's AZEK.
Okay.
And Home Depot sells it, and Home Depot also has a house brand called Veranda, which is a similar product. It's actually a little less expensive, but it's either Veranda or AZEK, and it's just plastic, and it comes white, and it's often smooth on one side, has wood grain on the other. But the idea is, and if you can get your saw in there, I would actually run it, set the bevel so you're cutting up a little bit. This isn't absolutely necessary, but if you cut it up a little bit, then you can tuck the board up underneath it. And of course, okay, you have to caulk that and flash it, and you want it to shed water. There's,
and you'll use a little flashing called Z-metal. You'll want to use Z-metal.
It goes between the underside of the wood and the top.
Right, it'll tuck under the siding basic, and then go over. And you can use the plastic, where is cellular PVC that Joe's mentioned is great, but also there's composite material that's readily available now at any of the home centers, any of the lumber yards that you can use. But as he mentioned, just go up 6 or 8 inches, cut all the excess out, tuck that under it, and then make sure you caulk it well so that no other water wicks up into the newly cut area. And to tell you the truth, Mark, it kind of makes it look good. I mean, having the little skirt feature like that, you'll end up with a positive effect over having to repair this damaged wood.
Alrighty.
And Mark, I'll make one other suggestion. Mark, I'll make one other suggestion. Since you live in Pennsylvania, I'm here in Connecticut, and I've had this problem. If snow piles up against that and goes up higher than that plastic lumber, that AZEK, it's going to rot the wood out. You know, so try to, if you can, you know, I usually just shovel or brush the snow off, you know, down below where the wood is, because it will, you don't want it sitting in the snow and then snow melts, becomes water, and you're going to have the same problem. Okay. 6 or 8 inches up higher.
Yeah, I could see where the snow may have been my problem, because I was okay. I thought, you know, I'm 3 or 4 inches off the ground, so I wasn't going to get anything wicking up under that ground, but maybe it was
the snow probably did it. Yep.
Other things.
All right.
I'm going to have to move to Florida then.
There you go. There you go, Mark. Well, hopefully been able to help you with this and be able to solve that problem. And you're catching it at a good time. This is something that we've had to do anytime you have that siding that's down. Some people will say you have to replace it all. Here's a good alternative that will end up looking better and save you a little
bit. Mark will be calling us from Florida with a termite question.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.